Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Here's a new song from Leon Bridges. Digger Sounds, the latest album from Grammy winner Leon Bridges. The album's title comes from the place where it was written and recorded, an East Hollywood combination bar, hotel, and recording studio called Gold Diggers. Bridges spent about 2 years there, bringing in collaborators like pianist Robert Glasper, saxophonist Terrace Martin, and producer Ricky Reed, and shaping this third LP. A review in NME reads, "With Gold Digger Sound, Bridges has entered a new chapter." Leon Bridges joins me now for an All of It listening party. Hey, Leon.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing great. So what a weird and awesome combination, a bar, hotel, recording studio in East Hollywood. How did you end up staying there?
So I discovered Gold Diggers, the complex, in 2018. I threw a Grammy pre-party there with one of my friends, but was totally unaware of like the hotel and studio aspect of it. And basically we had been kind of working on music and kind of digging and searching for the right sound over the course of 2 years. And we kind of had this idea of like, what would the nighttime version of me sound like? And to really unlock that, we felt it was, you know, crucial to find a place that we could just fully immerse ourselves in, a place that was aesthetically inspiring. And Gold Diggers was literally the perfect place to house all of this music.
All right, I have to know, what is different about the sound of nighttime Leon Bridges versus daytime Leon Bridges?
Right. I think, not to diminish, some of, my other albums and everything, but I think that version of me is playing it safe. And on the nighttime vibe, it felt the most freeing for me. Just the vibe of, creating music with no boundaries, and I think that getting some of my favorite musicians and working with working in LA with Ricky Reed, some awesome music transpired from that.
So the Leon Bridges After Hours, I like that idea. So this space seems like it was really important to you, and really important in terms of the sound of the album. So I'm curious, where can we hear the impact of the Gold Digger space literally and maybe sort of creatively in terms of the album sound?
Yeah, it's kind of running, it runs through all this album. There was music that we made prior to getting in that space, and we brought it into the Gold Diggers world and incorporated some of those nuances just to make everything cohesive. But most of this music on the album was derived from improvisational jam sessions. And that was the beauty of it, and somewhat of a coming a homecoming for me, because that's how I made music on my first album, Coming Home. And so it was beautiful, just like the energy of being in the room with some talented musicians and essentially making music from scratch and from the ground up.
My guest is Leon Bridges. The name of his new album is Gold Digger Sounds. This is a listening party, so let's listen to some music. Let's go with the title track because it's interesting. It's a 41-second instrumental interlude. The full name is Gold Diggers Junior's Fanfare. Where did this track come from?
So within, you know, with the inception of this album, you know, I sat down with my good friend Ricky Reed, who produced this album, and basically, you know, I conveyed to him that I wanted to make this more modern R&B album with organic elements and some jazz kind of interwoven through it all. And, you know, there's, you know, and so like some of these songs kind of have those components in them. And so the Junior's Fanfare was a vibe of just kind of tying all that together. And also shout out to some of the awesome horn players that did this tune. Shout out to Keon Harold, my good friend Josh Johnson, Terrace Martin, who worked on that tune.
Let's listen to Gold Diggers Junior's Fanfare. That's Gold Diggers. That's where the album gets its title from. Let's talk about the first track on the album. It is called Born Again. Why was this the right introduction, the right first track?
You know, Born Again just really just kind of sets the tone of the whole album. And Born Again is a tune that transpired out of the pandemic. And, you know, prior to all of that, you know, we thought that the album was completed, and pretty much during the pandemic, Ricky Reed was doing this live stream series to where he would produce a beat live, and so he sent me this instrumental, and I basically wanted to pour out just like how I was feeling during that time. And I felt this somewhat of a spiritual newness. And so it ended up being making on the album. And I felt sequentially like, just starting everything off with Born Again was perfect.
Let's hear Born Again from Gold Digger Sounds. This is Leon Bridges.
Spinning around, spinning around, feeling numb, can't feel removed from what I'm in. But closing my eyes, I feel closer to you. I find peace in the valley of your truth. I try to be still, chasing the memories inside. Joy again, when all is fair, your love will last forever. Your love will last forever.
Bridges. We're talking about his new album, Gold Digger Sounds. So if you look that up, you know, if you go to download this, it says Leon Bridges and Robert Glasper, who's been a guest on this show. How did you hook up with Robert?
Yeah, so I met Robert at a festival, like around 2017, and you know we've always just you know, every time we've crossed paths, it's always been love. And I mean, pretty much, you know, Ricky Reed, the producer, he curated you know, all these dope jazz musicians to really help make this album special. And Robert Glasper pretty much incorporated his part, which is, you know, I'm sorry, the kind of the synthesizer, mm-hmm. the keys part of the song, remotely. And it's really dope that he, you know, for him to be a part of this album. I mean, he's literally bringing jazz back in such a fresh way. And, you know, I'm honored that he would be a part of this.
Yeah, you've got so many great people who have come to collaborate with you on this record. You talked about Ricky a lot. We've talked about Robert Glasper, Terrace Martin. What is something from working on this album, which sounds like it's really like an album that's very close to your heart, what is something from working on this album, working with these kind of musicians, that you think will stay with you as you continue to be creative and make more music?
You know, collaboration is very healthy. And you know, honestly, I barely knew these guys, you know, prior to this album. But I think a beautiful thing that will transpire from this is just long-term friendships. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, I can just hit up Robert or Terrace and come through and fellowship and create music. And so that's one of the things that I think is awesome from this collaboration.
My guest is Leon Bridges. We're talking about his new album, Gold Digger Sounds. I want to play a track called Don't Worry, and it features a vocalist named, I think it's Atia Ink Boggs. Let's take a listen to the track, and we can talk about it on the other side.
I don't have much, but I give you love. I used to say that kind of stuff. Like a broken clock, stop giving you time. Are you taking your love to another guy? Tell me what he gonna do, what he gonna do. How we gonna make sweet love to you? And if it hurts you now, I've been running him down and running him down. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Call your phone. I ain't mad, but I'm moving on. Yeah, I got a new little thing in fact. Nothing wrong, it's in the past. Don't worry about me.
That's Don't Worry. So, what was it about Atia Ink Boggs' voice that made her the right person for this track?
Yeah, initially, you know, it wasn't really supposed to be a duet vibe.
Huh.
You know, this is a tune that was derived from one of the improvisational kind of jams in the Gold Digger space, and you know, I kicked off the vibe with a couple of chords, and it totally blossomed into this whole thing. And Ink totally has this like really infectious energy. I mean, as soon as she steps into the studio, you know, she's, you know, rocking this cowboy hat and cowboy boots, and like, you know, is a kind of a juxtaposition to her kind of ATL vibe, you know. And yeah, she her voice just sounds so beautiful on this. And she definitely has a distinct tone and vibe to her voice.
Now, how did you guys connect? How did the two of you connect?
So I met Ink through Ricky. I wasn't too familiar with her prior to this, but she's, I mean, a great songwriter, and then also, you know, she has her own music as well that is really dope.
Yeah, she appears as a songwriter in a few other songs, and there are, you know, have a lot of collaborators, a lot of multiple writers on the tracks. And the track we're going to play next, Shownuff, has 9 people on the credits. And that's awesome and sort of interesting because it's a pretty sensual song. It's pretty much a song about
right.
two people being two people.
Yeah.
So how was this song written?
Yeah, so, I mean, when you look at... you know, the people that are, you know, credited, it's interesting because, you know, it could be such a minuscule part of something that, you know, that I did with somebody in another session that I brought to this song. And some of those people weren't even in the room.
Hmm.
But yeah, Shownuff is kind of this vibe. You know, I wanted to channel this like Houston rap R&B vibe. You know, when you look at the music out of that that area, there was a lot of this incorporation of soul music, and you know, I wanted to kind of bring this sexy vibe, but keep it simple with and essentially Otis Redding kind of style, soulful guitar part.
Yeah, it's so interesting because the lyrics, you know, it lets us concentrate on the lyrics because it is sparse, but also like it's the instrumentation is sparse, but it's also super supportive at the same time of the lyrics. Let's listen to Shownuff from Gold Digger Sounds. This is Leon Bridges.
Standing in the doorway, silhouette on the wall, connected to your body, physical and spiritual world. And you know what I need for my cry to my feet. Oh, please, baby, please, before I fall to my knees, tell me how you like. I just wanna try. Tease me but provided. You got me excited. But don't rush. That's that feeling I need more of. Showing up, babe. Don't rush. That's that feeling I need more of. Showing up, babe.
Oh, totally hear the Otis Redding now that you said it. My guest is Leon Bridges. Gold Digger Sounds is the name of the album. So the song that follows Shownuff is Sweeter, which was a really early single released last summer amidst all the protests in this country. And it features Terrace Martin, saxophonist and producer, also been on the show. There's a theme here. We like this kind of music. when did you write this song and what were you thinking about it as you were working through it?
Sweet is a song that was born inside the Gold Digger space. Mm-hmm. And that the day that we worked on this was Terrace Martin's first day in the studio. And Terrace Martin, as with when we started jamming, Terrace Martin was playing these like beautiful chords. And for me, you know, the chord progression or what's happening melodically normally dictates what the song is about for me. And, you know, this is something that, well, I guess throughout my career, I've always been scrutinized for not having music that was political enough. And for me, it's like, yes, I'm cognizant of what was happening at the mm-hmm. time. But it was just about finding the right words.
Right.
And this is my moment. And we basically had been sitting on this song for a while, and the incident of George Floyd happened, and I felt compelled to kind of put this out in the world as a beacon of light for the Black community.
Let's hear Sweeter from Leon Bridges.
Hoping for a life more sweet. Instead, I'm just a story repeating. Why do I feel skin dark as night? Can't feel peace with those judging eyes. I thought we moved on from the darker days. Did the world of the king disappear in the air like a butterfly? Somebody should hand you a felony. Cause you stole from me my chance to be. Hoping for a life more sweet.
Sweeter from the album Gold Digger Sounds. We're having an All of It listening party with Leon Bridges for his new album. So, Leah, if my research is right, you had aspired to be a dancer and a choreographer before getting into music. How has your appreciation of movement affected your songwriting?
You know, I think it's definitely kind of synonymous with the shit of music. And like when I shape a song, you know, and I'm thinking of like, how does this translate on stage? And you know, basically shaping the music in a way of, inspiring people to move. And, you know, it's something that will always be a part of me. You know, I initially pursued dance, and through that, you know, I found music and was inspired to pick up a guitar and write songs.
Let's talk about the last song from the album, Blue Mesas. Tell me what this is about. I think,
man,
I know what it's about, but I want to hear you say it.
Right. For me, you know, Blue Mesas kind of talks about my experience with fame and mm-hmm. and how there was this deep sense of solitude and weight that came with having a little notoriety. And for me, for so long, I kind of internalized those feelings and ultimately became depressed because of it. And just like almost these expectations that can be crippling even in the midst of people that love you. And I always kind of deem myself as fundamentally a folk singer. And this kind of tune is my wheelhouse of of a essentially my comfort zone as a songwriter.
The name of the album is Gold Digger Sounds. It's from Leon Bridges. Leon, thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go out on Blue Mesas.
I don't know how much air I got. I will never get used to this. 'Cause it ain't what it seems. And don't nobody check on me. It's a slow way to go all alone. How you get lonely even though you're surrounded by the one?